In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
You walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. Back we go into the energy dynamic of parasite and host in the form of increasing life force through orgone energy devices. The basic idea is by increasing life force, you're removing the parasite's food source of fear, suffering, and pain. The parasite is dispelled, or the individual, or maybe the community, falls off the parasite radar. The parasite can be understood as a state of consciousness where a revolving group of individuals can access and plug in to run the agenda. When you notice both sides of these dynamics, a pattern reveals itself. A pattern can be detected as an intentionally set up negatively charged environment to promote pain, suffering, violence, death, and destruction. This negative environment is often created by inverting the positive energy structures and ley line node monuments, and also augmentation through microwave radiation. What parts of the urban or rural landscape do you notice unnatural patterns of pain, violence, and destruction? Look again at that area and see if you can spot out-of-place structures or replacements of ley line nodes. Often they take the form of obelisks. Carmen and Harold from My Healing Garden return to explain more about how orgone energy increases vitality, helps the body relax, reduces EMF radiation, and when in the form of a cloudbuster, can promote low-pressure weather systems, encouraging moisture-carrying clouds. In our last interview, we discussed in depth the efficacy of zappers and how My Healing Garden is preserving Don and Carol Croft's line of zappers known as the Little Hercules, the Terminator, and the T-Rex. We'll also follow up on the many anecdotes and results of gifting areas where negative environments were known to fester. Carmen and Harold run the site My Healing Garden, where you can find many types of zappers, Orgonite, and EMF protection tools. Carmen and Harold, welcome back to another news.
Thank you so very much. We're so excited
for
today.
Thank you. This is great to be back with you.
Carmen and Harold, I noticed that there is a significant positive effect of using Orgonite around environments saturated with EMF, such as from wireless routers or small 5G antennas. It's known that exposure to microwave radiation is cumulative in the body. It's also known that 4G and 5G millimeter wave long-term exposure symptoms mimic cold and flu symptoms. Please tell listeners what you've learned or experienced about how Orgonite can improve these harmful environments.
So kind of reminds me of me, the question, when I first came to America from Romania. In Romania, we didn't have like cell phone towers, whatever. We still had like the rabbit ears, even in the 80s, rabbit ears, TVs and stuff like that. So we were, you know, I still had one light bulb in our house and an outhouse. So coming from there to Los Angeles completely messed me up. Next thing I knew, I had headaches and migraines, which I never had before. I had pain. Now, I was a teenager, and the doctors said that, body pain, that's just growing pains. I would get nauseous. I'd like stuffy nose, all kinds of things that they just called me sickly and would give me another pill for. So come to find out when I started doing research that those are also EMF exposure symptoms. In my search, I found about Orgonite. I can tell you all about Orgonite, but until you use it, most likely you're going to think I'm crazy. At least a lot of people do. And then when they put just a little tower buster in, you know, close to them or put it in their pocket, and all of a sudden they feel better. They're like, wow, how did that even happen? Organite, just having organite in your environment really, really helps any kind of EMF exposure. I would start on you first, and then Wi-Fi, and then so on like that.
I would kind of like to point out, as a race, as humanity, we don't have a lot of experience, at least in this timeline, of a surplus of life force. We live in an environment that mandates scarcity. And the whole health decline over the lifetime of an individual is an exercise in scarcity. And to turn that around, all you have to do is increase the amount of chi or life force in your environment, and things turn around. Yeah. Things get better.
Usually pretty fast.
Quite quick.
Yeah.
When you try to tell somebody about organite, it's kind of like blah, 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 because they have no experience with it. And without experience with this, you can tell right away if somebody's had experience with organite. You listen to them, you talk to them, and it's like they're just got a bunch of opinions that have nothing to do with anything, because they're just filling in the blanks on a scarcity model. And it's really a whole different kind of experience to realize that you can have an abundance of life force. And there's some caveats that go with that. You know, the increased life force is going to try to destroy and get rid of all of the things that made you sick. But you get to be in control. You're responsible for your own condition. When you decide that you've had it with the decline, with the scarcity of joy, the scarcity of happiness, when you're through with that, and you decide you want to do better, well, this is a real valid way to do it. And you start feeling it right away.
Yep.
There's no holding back, like to see if you're worthy or any of that's just another scarcity model. When you do it, it makes a difference in your life right now.
Now, it might not solve everybody's problems. By the time people find us, they've usually gone on the scarcity model. They're usually sickly, have so many problems, have so many doctor explained. I call them excuses because, you know, oh, well, the reason I'm like this is because of blah, 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 the doctor said, or this test showed blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the day, all the blah, blah, blahs mean absolutely nothing if they didn't get their stuff together and actually feel better. More, oh, I can't get better because it's this. There's no, I can't get better because it's this in Carmen's universe. You know, somebody tells me I can't get better, and I'm like, okay, well, number one, we have to work on that. Because mentally, if you tell your body you cannot get better, you will not get better, because you just told your body you won't. So we have to work on that. And then I'm like, okay, buy a Tower Buster, $13, carry it with you, tell me what you feel like in a week. And usually when they call me, they feel happier.
I think this is a good opportunity to mention, Carmen and Harold, that you are offering a gift for listeners of this particular show. Can you go over that, please?
So basically, yes, anybody who purchases from us and you say that you heard us on another news or on the radio, because there's only Jeff Brady that we've done podcasts on the radio. So if you say that you heard us on the radio or in other news or however you explain it, there's a little comment when you purchase, I will send you a full-size Tower Buster. So not a little guy, but just a regular full-size one that you'd normally would pay like $17. I made them a little bit cute for you. And then you can experience Organite just like that. And if you purchase a session or something like that for me, I can also mail you the Organite, just because I want everybody to have the opportunity to experience it.
What a wonderful deal for the listeners, and I appreciate you doing that, Carmen. Carmen, you've refined your abilities of healing people. You mentioned this in the last interview, But would you go into detail, please, and let listeners know about some of the methods and testimonies of this particular service that you offer?
I do many things. Basically, like a little background, hopefully short. I was born being able, God-given gift, being able to help people feel better just by being in my presence. Now, when I was a little kid, people always seemed to like to touch me. They like to touch my shoulder, like my cheeks. Romanians, they're very like touchy-feely anyways. And so they were like, oh, you're so cute, you know, that kind of thing. I really remember receiving lots of comments about as soon as somebody would touch me, they started feeling better. Now, I had no idea that what I was doing, because I was born an empath. I mean, all of these are vocabulary words I had no clue in. I was born in a very religious background. So none of this stuff was normal in my world. Nobody talked about stuff like that in my universe. I didn't know that because I was an empath, what I was doing is I was feeling their emotions, feeling their sicknesses or whatever. And because I'm an empath, I would do my very best to make them feel better. I would energetically pull things out of people. But because I didn't know what I was doing, it wasn't like I was ever trained or anything like that. I would internalize those. Yeah, I didn't know about like grounding them or cutting cords, any of those things. Those are things that I learned as an adult. Needless to say, people really felt better just from being a little bit around me. As I grew older and more sickly because I attracted people, they left feeling better, but I wasn't.
You attracted their illness.
Yeah, I attracted their illness. Yeah. If only I had known all this, right? It would have worked much faster. But anyway, so after a while, I stopped wanting to touch people and I stopped wanting to be around people because I didn't want to get sick. And then I could kind of like put that in the background, like, oh, I don't do that. And as I say, if you tell your body you don't do something, you really don't. For a long time, I knew something was missing, but I just put that healing thing out in the background. And as an adult, I knew like, okay, I have to be me, holy me. So let's figure out how I can do this and help the most amount of people without me being affected, or at least being affected very long, because I still am. I can't help being somewhat affected. I work better like being able to feel what people are feeling. So I have taken, I don't know, 10, 15 years worth of courses, studies to figure out how I can best make my what I call superpowers work the very bestest without me being sick. I have pretty much figured out, and I have been able to help people all across the planet from my little tiny universe, basically, you know, my property. I work from home, so I don't really have to hang out with a lot of people. And so all my attention goes on helping people remotely with whatever issues they come to me with. 98% of the time, people do not come to me with a problem that they just got. They usually have tried a whole bunch of other things, and then they come to me when the problem is kind of like, holy crap. Almost always people feel better, not necessarily right away. That's one of the myths of energy healing or of healing in general. People think that poof, I magically make all your problems go away. And then you can just go on and live your life the way you were living when you got in the mess you got in. What I do is through some of my, I either have like energetic tune-ups, if somebody has some kind of issues that is not necessarily physical, but they just don't feel right, or they feel like they're being invaded by something, or they feel like somebody's sucking them dry, that kind of thing. I will like energetically pull all this stuff off of them, clear all their chakras, clear their meridians, so their body is now in balance, and then they just automatically feel better. I also do, like, I call it a conversation with God, love, universe. When somebody just doesn't know what else to do, or is not really sure which way to go, or they just want to let the universe just work. And I'm a very good door opener. So I've always had a really good connection with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, just love. I can open the door so that you and the universe have a conversation subconsciously, and the universe, God, love, sends healing to you in all kinds of ways. And then I also have a bunch of machines. I found this amazing technology that is not known about. Nothing really good is very well known. I can use my machines to help you heal all kinds of things. And it works with Rife frequencies, but in a completely different way that Rife machines work. Between me sending healing energy, because I can't help if I'm focusing on a person not to help them feel better. I do my very best to like send love and send healing anyway. And then a machine that I can focus on whatever physical issue or emotional issue or spiritual issue between the two of us, me and, well, a bunch of us, because I have a lot of machines, between me and them, we can do our very best to make you feel better faster, sooner rather than later.
Using the machines, also a remote situation as well.
Yes, pretty much all of my healing is remote. I very rarely have people come here. That might be in the works. We'll see. I work really well at a distance. I can leave myself open, but not take in so much of the people's stuff that I'm not focusing on. It's much harder if I touch a person or see a person. I can see their pictures much easier if they're with me than, but they're like, okay, here I am. I don't really need to know that information unless they're asking me like a specific question or something during an intuitive reading, then I'll go look. But otherwise, I don't really need to know all your stuff. So it's much easier to like focus on what I need to focus on if a person is not next to me. I found that it's, I don't know, overwhelming. And yet energy healing in quantum mechanics, which I know nothing about, I can do all kinds of things that I cannot explain to you. But in the quantum field that I work in, there's no time, there's no space, there's no distance. If I focus on a person energetically, I'm right next to that person. And the healing sometimes I think is even stronger because I'm really focusing on making sure that it goes there than if they're like right next to me and I get overwhelmed by all of their stuff. And then it's really hard to like put all their other issues away so I can focus on a person's healing. So it gives me a chance to just really focus on where the healing energy needs to go.
Every particle in our existence, from the subatomic up to planets and universes, every particle is in direct connection to every other particle in the universe right now in real time. And that's kind of the field you're working in that Carmen goes into, and it's all done through intention and purity of thought, if you will. We're already connected to everything. It's just a matter of disciplining your focus so that you get to where you want to go. And this is what Carmen does. The other thing is that if something is considered by you to be part of you, you can't communicate with it because it's right on top of you. It's part of you. You're not going to get the communication that you get when you talk to another person or where there's distance involved. So by bringing distance into the equation, like just visualizing your body over there and you're over here, lets you communicate with the parasites that you never knew were there because they were right on top of you and there was no distance. But now when you put some distance there, you can like start communicating and realize what their intention is, what your life is doing, and being able to bring distance into your consideration of looking at things allows you to have communication. Because if it's right on top of you, you're not going to see it. You're not going to feel it. You're going to feel something, but you're going to think it's you because it's right on top of you. And it's like misownership of energy. You think it's you, but it really isn't. It's someone else, you know, pulling the wool over your eyes.
Now, Doncroft created something called the Mini 108. It's described as an organite tool that provides great protection from negative energies and provides a clear path for you to move forward with your goals in life. I'm usually skeptical about these claims, even though I know about the proven efficacy of organite and zappers in my life. For full disclosure, you had sent me a Mini 108 because I explained the unbelievable power radiating out of freshly made organite curing in a cupcake tray of one dozen. And I inadvertently placed it in the basement under my bed, under my bedroom, to cure. And I couldn't sleep. I woke up in the morning and I had this weird, subtle vibration coursing through me. I knew what caused this, but there's a proper way to set this up, and that is the Mini 108. If you would, please explain the Mini 108 to listeners.
So this is more Harold's baby, though I make the minis, but the 108 thing is more Harold's baby, so I'll let him get started how this all came to be.
The 108 is a universal pattern. We're talking about all these particles from the big to the large or whatever, but they all, it's kind of like somatics where they put sand on a table and vibrate it and it makes these geometric shapes. In a similar fashion, the 108 creates a energy field that is very conducive to life and understanding. It's based on the flower of life, or the seed of life. We're all familiar with the pattern once you look at it. We took that pattern, and then when I found that there was actual a lineal distance that resonated with Ohm, then I took and either subdivided that distance or multiplied that distance to get harmonics so that you could make something that just sits there and resonates with Ohm. And so the distances between the centers and the spacing between the stars on the 108, if you look at it, these are very carefully calibrated and very carefully measured so that they resonate with Ohm. Whether it's a 2-foot diameter piece of wood that you've made this pattern into, which is what you can buy, or an 18-inch one, or whether I'm putting this in the environment to up to like 900 feet across for this pattern, it all resonates together. But they have their individual voice. I know when I did that 900 one down in Arizona, it had a high voice, which surprised me. I thought it'd be deep bass. But it wasn't. It was a high voice. You could tune into it. It's when you start building these things out in the environment, when you get about 40% done, the pattern just kind of propagates through the area, and it's just waiting for you to fill it in. Yeah. But it starts resonating right away.
And Harold could totally. Harold would call her or whatever, and she's like, "Yep, it's there. It's online."
Yeah, Carol would tell us, and I'd like, I wasn't even halfway done with putting the pattern there. She says, "Oh yeah, it's already online. It's already joined in with the other 108s that I put across in different places in the country."
So when you get a little one, we decided to make the little ones because not everybody can have us. Well, most people, and now Harold doesn't even really go out and does it anymore. We have like a 44-foot 108 in our yard. And so that's all buried, regular tower busters, all buried in the seed of life. So if everybody can imagine like a flower of life, seed of life, you take the little part with the seven circles, hexagons, whatever, however you like to imagine. I do circles. So you get that and you just multiply and make a giant, or you make a smaller. It's basically how we've done it. But because we're so precise And when Harold builds them, when he would build them out in the environment, he was very, very, very precise using, what do you call that?
It's a surveyor's theodolite. It's a transit. And so, I would measure the angles, and then we would get the distance from center and mark each spot where it was going to be exactly.
And then we'd be burying them. So we'd have to like scoop up a bunch of dirt and then bury them in there. So that way they just don't get disturbed. I mean, because if you have them on the surface, they'll move. Because of the precision, the little guys also, I call them the little guys because, you know, they're like 18 inches or 24 inches. They have bigger brothers and sisters out in the United States and they can talk to them. So if you need help healing, like the little 18-inch 108, I made that especially because of the time we're in. This ascension process that we're going through, this Earth, Mother Earth changing its resonance, changing its heartbeat, all of this has really messed up a lot of people. And this is the first time in the known, I don't know, universes, probably the whole shebang, where a planet is doing its change with people on board. Usually something happens and poof, no more people. And then it can change and then life starts again. But in this case, for some whatever reason, the whole thing wants to happen with us being on here. And so we're being carefully watched by a whole bunch of people out there or whoever they are to see about this change. And so the 18-inch 108 really does help people go through this shift. These are working models. These are not like pretty just to look at.
Although these, they are.
They are really cute.
I agree.
We do our very best to make, but they're packed. They really are like a healing tool. And so you have to, and then the 24-incher, you really have to be careful because that one is directional. So if you've got it moved in the wrong spot, and we do mark it so you know where up is, but if you have it in a different spot, it will help you. Sometimes if your problem, like you just can't figure out a solution, and so you just need to kind of like look at it in a different way. You just move that thing a little bit and either have it in front of you or behind you and just give yourself a little time. And all of a sudden your world will start wiggling and you're like, holy moly. And then you're like, okay, so what do I need to see this way? And then you move it back the way it's supposed to so it doesn't make you all wobbly for a long time. But they really are heavy duty tools to help you balance, move, navigate the existence that we're in so we can, you know, be the healthiest, the happiest we can be. Nobody said we have to be miserable. I mean, yes, they wish that we would because then they suck up our energy. And I'm talking about whoever you consider bad guys. But we don't have to. With all this organized, people are always like, are you always this cheery? Yes, I am. You can't help it. Life thrives in my world. And I want life to thrive in your world, basically.
I love it. And I just want to add, I had some strange, vivid dreams that were very negative, and it seemed like an attack, like a takeover. And there were other things that were happening when I was trying to sleep. And this happened several nights in a row. When the Mini 108 arrived, I read that you can put it under your bed for protection. And I did that. And it worked immediately. Perfect sleep. No interference throughout the night.
Yay.
So there's some testimony there. I noticed that after making Organite or gifting a major area, there are usually some indicators you made a shift occurred, whether you find something, and this happened to me, I found something that was lost for a month. It was sitting right there on the floor in the middle of my room, something weird like that. And has that happened to you?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's how I told Harold, I'm going to stop making Organite when the universe says, that's it, no more. But so far, when we gift, and I love gifting, because I get this high. It's almost like a dopamine thing or something. Like, it just feels so great to put Organite in the environment. And the funny thing, but it's not like funny, haha, whatever, or sarcastically. The really cool, interesting thing is somehow the universe always says thank you. Now, sometimes it's in a rainbow appearing out of nowhere. Sometimes, like one time I was going through the Apache reservation. It was just me and my dog going to see friends. And I had just put some by like the side of the road that just felt wrong. And sometimes that's, you know, like I don't wait for a cell phone tower. If some area doesn't feel good, well, by golly, it must need a lot of Organite because you need as much life force as you can get. And next thing I know, I could swear like this, I'm sure it was a hawk because usually like hawks show up for me. But yeah, a big hawk just goes right next to my car. And I'm like, holy crap, thank you. And literally waited for me to acknowledge it before it flew away. All kinds of weird, like sometimes I'll like look down and there's like a cute little bee out in the middle of nowhere, but the universe just says thank you. Sometimes it just feels like joy inside of me, so it doesn't have to be necessarily like an outward force, yeah, like an external thing. Harold has some cool ones too.
I had put a 108 in at this person's place in Minnesota, and I was driving back. And when I'd done it, it was the seventh 108 I had done in the environment out like that. As I was putting it in, I kept picking up the spirit of the nation. I was getting veterans who had passed on. I could see them lined up. And they were all like saying, yeah, thank you. Let us have this. And we put it in. Anyway, so I was kind of tuned into the national psyche, so to speak. So I'm driving back, I get to the Mississippi River, and you cross it, and then you kind of go up this canyon as you climb up out of the Mississippi Valley. And I'm going along on the freeway, and I have my sunroof open. I look up, and there is a bald eagle flying parallel with me and waiting for me to look at it. And as soon as I looked at it and went, wow, thanks, then it's like, okay, done. And it pulled away. But I was driving 65, as I recall, and it was keeping up with me. And it was flying right there where I could see it. And it's just like, wow, what a nice validation. And it was totally, you know, that's the national psyche. There it is. It's the national bird of the United States. It was right there saying thanks. Every time you put Organite into the environment or into somebody's life, you get a little blessing.
Yep.
It's just the way it works. You can count on it.
Yeah. And we're not talking about money. This has nothing to do with money. This is, you know, and we call it gifting because you're buying these Organite, field Organite, Tower Busters, you're buying them and you are putting them in the environment. And we always say, start with you. So first, you make sure that you have one, that you have one in your car, one close to you, where you spend a lot of time. If you have to carry your one around with you, put it in your pocket. And then just let me know that, hey, I'm going to carry one in my pocket and I'll send it for you. So that way it won't be pokey at you. But you have one, and then you gift your house. So you want protection for your house. So put one in each corner of your house. You can bury it outside or put them inside, however that works. Then one in each corner of your property. So now you're going out. And then make sure you get the cell phone tower. Start going in a circle. Don and Carol always said, from where you're at, make a circle and start gifting the cell phone towers around you. Our Organite is so strong, you don't necessarily need to gift like 10 to a cell phone tower or whatever like that. I mean, you have to kind of look. Now, they've put so many 5G towers, not because we needed, because I don't think it made my internet any better or my phone signals any better. But there's so many of them now that it's going to cost a ton of money unless you guys like learn how to make it, which I can send you directions if you do want to learn. You don't need to gift 10. You start with one or two and then see how it feels. If it feels good, yay. If things start being more cheery, look at people's faces. If people are not so droopy and dreary, or, you know, the sky is falling, and you can usually tell, you know, I'll smile at somebody and they're like, don't even bother looking at me, or they put their head down. So usually people's faces will change after a little bit of being in a good organized or going environment. So if two of them did that job, awesome. Then go to the next one and just do, you know, one or two in each tower, and put it as close as you can, because that's really gifting. And that's how you get good energy coming back to you, because that's what organite does. And you can't help but feel good around organite. It's just how it's made. And when you see it, you're like, holy crap, that sounds so crazy. But it really isn't.
You can work it out on a budget. Like you can say, okay, this month.
That's what we did.
And that's how we did it. You know, this month I'm going to do such and such. I'm going to gift one tower in my immediate circle, my immediate half mile circle around my house. I'm going to go find one and I'm going to gift it. And it's going to cost you $30, $40, $50 or whatever. And you're done. And you can afford that. You know, you're going to donate to a good cause anyway. And so here's your good cause. You don't have to be in a rush, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody has goals, but nobody meets their goal the first day. Yeah. It's part of life. It's part of moving forward.
And don't let yourself be overwhelmed. If you go, there's apps or something to find like all the cell phone towers, and it's going to freak you out. It's an amazing amount. There's cell phone antennas freaking everywhere. And between that and then stuff that's by the hospitals, by police stations, all of this stuff, everything in our environment, everything that has a lot of people in it should be gifted. So you just start with one, but always start with you first, because if you're not feeling good, how are you going to help the universe? First, you have to heal yourself. Then you can work on others. Start with yourself and then just the first cell phone tower, the one closest to you. And then see how that feels. And okay, wow, it feels a little bit better, but not all the way. Okay, next month you add another one. And you just hide them or bury them. They don't have to be touching the cell phone tower. None of that stuff. You can, Dawn and Carol, and even, I mean, I can feel the energy when it shifts. And they said within a quarter mile. I say the closer, the better. But if there's no place like right next to it, you know, they put chain link fences, blah, blah, blah. So you just go outside that circle, bury it somewhere you don't think people will steal it. Bury it or hide it in some place that, you know, nobody's ever going to, like, it looks like it's been like that forever. And then just see what happens. But yeah, start with one or two. Like, that's not a lot.
So you have these really wonderful experiences, but as we discussed part one of our interview, there is an interference. And just as a reminder for listeners, when distributing organite, oftentimes you are cutting off the food supply of parasites. And when this happens, there are usually attacks and interference, such as computer sabotage, website hacking, organized stalking, etheric and psychotronic harassment. If you're undermining the world currency of negative energy by creating and distributing effective and cheap organite, you will be interfered with. We left off with some great gifting testimonies in our last interview. Please relay more of these testimonies, either from more organite gifting. I know you mentioned the Mini 108 Herald, including the Sucker Punch or the Zapper.
When you decide, because it is addictive, to bring life back into the environment. So we have found out through our own experiences, we have found out that the more life you bring into the universe, the more life, the more happiness, the more joy, the more health, the more upset energy that benefits from your sickness, from your anger, from your being beaten down, that all you can think, I mean, you can barely trudge to work and trudge back home, somebody is sucking the life out of you. I mean, really, that's what it is. Like, if you guys have watched The Matrix, we freaking are their batteries. Just imagine, like us, we are their batteries. And that is true. I have seen that. I have seen how we are these people's batteries. You know, it gets to the point where I said, okay, no more. Like, I am not, you're not sucking any of my stuff. Don and Carol already got their butts kicked with this, you know, negative energy trying to kill them because they were filling the environment with goodness. And so they developed tools that really do protect you, kind of keep it so the negative whoever out there, like they could, I call them bad guys. You know, I'm not giving them any more energy than that. It doesn't matter if they're not out there to help me feel better, to help me have the best life I can have, then they're a bad guy. Anybody who's trying to mess with me is a bad guy. It's just how that works in my world. These bad guys, I can make myself invisible to them. They literally lose our signature. They lose our energetic signature if we have our sucker punches turned on. And I now have like the sucker punch with the power converter, so I can leave one. I have actually two in my office because I talk with a lot of people and I'm doing my very best to help a lot of people. And I do not need them to like mess with the people I'm talking with or me or the retrograde where they always say like your computers go all whack job. Well, I don't want any of that time. So now I have my sucker punches plugged in all the time instead of on a battery. But I do have ones that are on the battery to make sure like we can have them when we go places easier. The sucker punches have been amazing if you want to get out of their noticing. Like if you don't want them to notice you, the bad guys, you don't want them to see your happy signature. You can tell when somebody is happy around you. Sometimes you don't even have to focus. They just put this like aura or whatever you want to call them, energy about them. And you can feel people's happiness, people's sadness. Well, you know, there's bad guys out there who can like read that like I do. So they can kind of pinpoint where, okay, where's this happy energy coming from? And then they can make your life, you know, miserable. Or I turn on my sucker punch and leave my sucker punch on and ask it to keep a cloak of invisibility around me and my property. And then I fall off their radar. So that's always nice.
I knew a couple in L.A. that were gifting, and they were not wealthy people at all. I mean, they were just salt of the earth kind of people. They were riding their bikes down into Watts.
And these were white kids.
These were white, yeah, two Jewish white kids riding their bikes into Watts to gift cell phone towers. And I says, well, did you have any company or whatever? They go, oh, yeah. I says, the black SUVs would show up. The black helicopters would show up. They said, we just focus on what we're doing and, you know, ignore it. And I go, well, you know, I said, you're gifting naked, you know, the way I said it. I says, you need a sucker punch. I ordered a couple of sucker punches from Andy and gave it to him. You turn these on when you go riding your bike and everything and go doing your thing. And they did, and they quit being followed. They kind of like the thrill of being targeted. But believe me, that's not something you want to encourage in your life.
Yeah, you're just playing.
This is a bad habit. You know, when I was a pilot, I'd fly from here to there or wherever. I'd get there and they'd say, ooh, you flew a plane. I go, yep. It says, well, was it exciting? And I go, no, it was boring. I don't want an exciting one. Yeah. I don't want an exciting trip in an airplane. I'm sorry. I prefer boring. And so you have to kind of sort your priorities out a little bit there.
A sucker punch is, I think, a must tool.
Yes.
If anybody who wants to better themselves, anybody who wants to
get rid of parasites
on a physical But more especially on an energetic a spiritual, not necessarily the zapper will do the physical ones really good. But yeah, if you want to get rid of parasites, if you want to be invisible to them, and I'm talking about bad guys, the sucker punch, use it. And it's like, ask it to protect. And that crystal will do its very bestest. And I have not been let down yet. Don and Carol used to have, I remember going to visit them. They didn't live very far away from us. So like, we could be there every day, really. And sometimes we're, and there'd be like two SUVs, black SUVs out there, like on the other side of their road from where they were living. And I'd be like, hey, Carol, like, did you see the black? And it's like, yeah, I'm just letting them waste some time before I like turn on everything. I mean, they always had the sucker punch on, but they would point their cloudbuster at these guys. And then all of a sudden, poof, the people would just get up and leave. It was funny. But yeah, there's ways to protect yourself from being targeted because you are doing your bestest to help the universe, which is, all of us need to do it because we're all living here.
Harold, you mentioned that neighborhood watch, and I think that's kind of a bad neighborhood or low status neighborhood. And that's really interesting because it seems like the controllers want to suppress the energy in certain neighborhoods like that. And if you do anything to mess that up, it seems like they might have some kind of devices watching the low or the DOR, and they see a blip on the screen. Get out there. There's something going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're rocking their boat. You really are. You read some of Don's postings and stuff. He pulled no bones about it. He says he called them raptures and other things. He says they just want to kill you, and it's up to you to pay attention and get on top of this and don't let them win. They don't deserve to win. They've already subjugated us for too long, and it's the game over. And here's how we're going to play this game. And I totally bought in on it. Yeah, I love it.
Once you realize we have been enslaved for eons, who knows, as long as we have been on this planet, somebody has wanted to use the majority of us to take care of 0.whatever% on this planet or off planet. So once you realize that we have been slaves and we have been enslaved, I really do believe that some of the worst neighborhoods, I think they hold people down because those people have the most, they have the most potential. So are you going to fight the one that you've already won? So think of it like that. Are you going to the bad guys put extra energy into places and neighborhoods where people don't listen to the follow the sheep, they don't want to be sheep. They're more tortured, really. I am a chubby middle-aged woman, maybe not middle-aged with all my machines. Maybe I'll live maybe I'm like a third of my age or whatever, but otherwise I'm a chubby middle-aged woman. What am I really going to be able to physically do? Not much, but boy, my mind, I can do amazing things. So I just have to make sure I live long enough to be able to accomplish even half of what I want. So that's what all these tools help you. All these tools that Don and Carol came up with, that we do our very best to make, provide them the very best as I can. And I'm really good at it because we want people to stop being the slave, stop following. And I know I cannot do all this shit all by myself. That's why we're on the radio trying to get other people to help us. And all we're doing literally is acknowledging, and then instead of accepting, because okay, I acknowledge that I have been enslaved and that humanity has been enslaved, and now, well, I'm not accepting that, and so how do I get out of this mess? How do I help humanity get out of this mess? What can I do that a chubby middle-aged woman can do that is like on her property? Okay, sounds crazy, but let's make some organite. All the neighborhoods, especially the what you consider the bad neighborhood, those people were suppressed for a reason. Those people were extra suppressed for a reason. and they just need a little extra life force. And the easiest way to get extra life force is just put in some of these hockey pucks, field organite. You put some of that stuff in the environment. The more you put, the faster you notice the difference. But you put something and things will change. They really do. We've been doing this for years.
No, the you can call it the environment, but there's always pushback when you try to make things better. Yeah. This same couple, I was down there buying some organite from them, and they were complaining because some meth heads had moved in across the street, and they would be playing their stereos up loud all night long, keeping the neighborhood awake and everything. And they're going like, man, you know, life would be so much nicer if this just wasn't so. And I says, well, yeah, why don't you gift it? And they go, huh?
Because we're all used to doing like cell phone towers.
Yeah, you know, they never thought of bringing it down to that level. And I says, yeah, I says, there's probably shrubs out by the sidewalk or whatever. And just put some organite in there. Put some on your property, too, for that purpose. They went, oh, why didn't we think of that? And it's like, yeah, we'll just go do it. And within 3 weeks, the people moved out and they got quiet, peaceful neighborhood again. We've had experiences with that, with neighbors that were being just the way, you know, being a way that was like disturbing the peacefulness and happiness of an area. And you just gift them with organite and you put it on their property lines. Put the intention in and things change.
And that's the thing with organite, or for sure, at least what we've noticed is like, so I have, I don't know, it feels like I have a million, but I have a lot because I make organite so we can sell it. The organite I make to sell does not have an intention to help me here right now. You know, when I send it out, it's kind of like sending a prayer. So it's that I'll be like, okay, well, you're going to help wherever these people put you the very best as you can. I know you can do it. I'm like little general behind them, you know, my soldiers going off to war. But it's the intention.
Carmen and Harold, this is another facet of interference where it's a testimony for the power of organite. Within a lot of organite that is being sold online, there's a lot of fake organite out there. Can you just set that straight briefly?
Real organite, this is what Don and Carol always told us. Whenever you look at something that somebody calls organite, you want to make sure at least half of it is metal shavings. Now, we're not talking powders. We're talking metal shavings, different sizes. Aluminum is the most common, and aluminum works perfectly. So don't let somebody tell you blah, blah, blah. But you want to have metal shavings, different sizes. It can be different types. You want energy to flow. So imagine like energy dances, just like when you're dancing. So energy flows. So you want to have holes where energy can flow. So when you're looking at it, lots of metal shavings. If you're looking to buy Tower Busters or Cloud Busters, you want it to be full of metal shavings. If it has a cute little decorative thing somewhere, you know, like not even an inch of, you do not want the space to be taken up by being pretty. You want the space to be taken up by metal shavings. The other thing you want to look for, if you cannot see it, but there should be a quartz crystal. I'm not saying it has to be a quartz point. I'm not saying it has to be a clear quartz, but quartz comes in like rose quartz, amethyst, citrine, and I don't know. There's about 10 of them or something. So make sure it has, most common is going to be like regular quartz. Sometimes people say quartz point. It doesn't have to be a quartz point, but it has to have quartz crystal. And not powder quartz. It could have additional powder quartz, but you want to have like a real part, a piece of quartz.
Some chunks.
A chunk, yeah. Or more depending on how little or big they are. So, but the most important is to have, when you're looking, you have to see lots of metal shavings. Now, if you're looking for decorative stuff, then you're like, okay, at least half of it. And I would say the bigger bottom half, not the littler. So think, you know, in relation to the whole thing, have to be metal shavings. The metal shavings is what ends up telling you if that's good organite or not. So if as long as you have quartz crystal and metal shavings, that makes a good organite, but it needs to be at least half. Anything less than that, you're more like playing. And you know, and I don't even call that. I call that like resin art. If you're there doing little cutesy colors or, and the sparkly things, that's decoration. That is not like a metal. So, you know, keep like that. Or if they put a lot of crystals, you'll see like layers of crystals and a little bit of metal shavings. That is not good organite. That eventually that will mess you up because it won't be able to transmute the energy that it needs to do to change the environment. It just won't be able to do that for very long. You can't sustain it. You need to make sure at least half full of metal shavings, the more the better, and then quartz crystal. Anything else is extra, okay? We add all kinds of other stuff, but that is extra. So just so you guys know, whenever you're shopping, you can come to us, but if you like to go to somebody else or whatever, but just know what you're buying, because if you
shouldn't be able to see light through the organite piece.
Yeah.
It should be blocked by
metal shavings. Yeah. And if they have powders, that's fine, but not a lot. You don't want to have the whole thing of powder. I feel the energy just gets strangled. Like it can't move. How it can move, it has no place to move. And when you're buying Cloudbusters, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Make sure people, you read the dimensions. I actually had just recently somebody send me, is this a good Cloudbuster? I asked him, what's the size? And he looked up the size. It was 6 inches. A 6-inch base. They were asking $700 for a 6-inch base. Like, that's just ridiculous. My same price is a 2-gallon bucket, you know? So just make sure you're looking at size, because people are very tricky online. They don't show you something so you can see the size. You most likely will be tricked. And they're doing that on purpose because they don't want good organite out there. I'm constantly having to remind people what good organite is, because there's a whole lot of not organite out there.
Negative distraction.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carmen, for clarifying that. Carmen and Harold, you're doing excellent work in reviving Don and Carol's signature organite tools, including the line of 3 types of zappers and the sucker punch. Truly unique and powerfully effective healing devices, and with really transformative effects. And to quote Don Croft, anecdotal evidence is usually ignored by the Church of Settled Science, but I've come to the conclusion that many times repeated anecdotal evidence can be as enlightening as the most strict experiments. This is the way of sharing stories of healing and positive changes through the use of organite tools that we've been discussing. But before we close, please let listeners know about that special offer you had mentioned earlier.
Yes. So if you go to myhealinggarden.net, you can find all of our products on there in the shop. And I have lots of organite tabs. So if you're using your phone, just find the little plus and you'll see all kinds. Anything you buy, so it can be a session or whatever you buy, you're going to receive a full-size organite tower buster. I'm making them a little pretty on the top, and I'm sanding the bottoms for you so you can actually like have it where you're not just like gifting a tower, but you know, you want to look at it. So everybody's going to get that. But the only way you're going to get that is if I know that you heard us over here. So there's a little note for Carmen, and just put like, I heard you on the radio, or I heard you on another news, or however you make it so I know that you did hear about us, you heard us somewhere, then you will be receiving that full-size Tower Buster. And then you get to see what organite really is and how it works the bestest.
And you give us the opportunity to gift you.
Exactly. Because we like gifting people and we like gifting the universe. So yeah, so just go myhealinggarden.net and let us know that you heard us from the radio, from Jeff Brady's show, in other news, however you want to say that, and you're going to get your full-size Tower Buster. And then the gifting starts.
Carmen and Harold with MyHealingGarden.net, thank you so much for being on Another News.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We had such a good time.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.